Introducing WonderSuite from Bluehost.com, the tool that makes WordPress wonderful for everyone. Website creation is hard, but now with Bluehost, you can answer a few simple questions about your business and goals, and the WonderSuite tools will automatically lay out your WordPress website or store in minutes. Seriously. From there, you can customize your design, pick your brand colors, and add blocks. No custom theme or coding required. You'll get content suggestions that you can keep or revise. And with Yoast SEO built in, we automatically help you get found in search engines. From step-by-step guidance to suggested plugins to an AI-powered help bot, our built-in tools make WordPress wonderful for everyone. Whether you're a beginner or a pro, you can join over 2 million Bluehost users. Go to bluehost.com/wondersuite. That's bluehost.com/wondersuite.
Hello and welcome back to Crystal Clear, the podcast where clarity is the goal. Clarity in life, clarity in choices, and just being totally clear with who I am and where I desire to be. Crystal Clear is my affirmation. Thank you guys for tuning in. Welcome back. I truly appreciate the support and the listens. So before I get anything started today, it is very important that I remember and actually give shout outs to the people that have really kept me going lately. So let's get started with that. First and foremost, I just want to give a shout out to Speak Your Success podcast, hosted by Jonathan Jones. Guys, when I say I feel supported by this particular podcast, I feel supported. I really appreciate it. He not only supports the Crystal Clear, he supports the Reigning Opinions podcast. You make me and all that I do feel extremely supported, and I appreciate it. I will support you in return. This is a shout out to Speak Your Success podcast. If you do not know who Jonathan Jones is, or if you've never heard Speak Your Success podcast, please wait no further. Go check them out. They are awesome. He's making moves. He's one to watch. All right, moving right along, I would love to give another shout out to What Is TWS podcast. They are amazing. They do this I Share Because I Care tweet every Friday, and they have been listening to me consistently. Even though I haven't recorded, posted anything, they have been listening to me, and I appreciate the support. Thank you, thank you, thank you. It is amazing. It is awesome. They have a shirt that says I Share Because I Care. And I'm going to try to find that link and post it in the info box for this episode, because I would love for them to be supported the way they make me feel supported. That is that. Also, I would like to give a special shout out to Public Access America, because my goodness, my goodness. You know, every now and again, you know that you're making progress or you're doing something of importance, but you just don't necessarily get the feedback that you're looking for to just confirm it for you. Well, Public Access America, he makes a point. He'll get in my messages and make a point to let me know how I'm impacting him personally. And I really appreciate that. That is extremely important to me, and it just does wonders as far as keeping me encouraged and giving me the motivation to continue on. So I would like to thank those three shows first and foremost, because they have really, really, really been standing out as far as the support is concerned. I would also like to, just give shout outs to my core supporters. also, that is Two Squares podcast. I really appreciate what they do. That is Not Your Mama's podcast. I really appreciate Stephanie and her co-hosts. They are awesome at Not Your Mama's podcast. I really appreciate Just Say Words, Jay from Just Say Words, and I really appreciate Cole from Cole Sports. Okay, those are the podcasts that I am going to push, because they push me. And just because my memory is working for me at this moment, I'm going to shout out the Reigning Opinions podcast. That's my other show. If you have not tuned into that show, please go check out the Reigning Opinions podcast. And my co-host on Reigning Opinions podcast has her own show. It's called The Shades of Grey. So check that out as well. If I'm not here on Crystal Clear, go check out Reigning Opinions podcast. I am there weekly. Okay? All right, so that's all the important stuff I needed to get out of the way.
What starts here changes the world. Well, I've got to admit, I kind of like it.
What starts here changes the world.
We are the music makers, and we are the dreamers of dreams.
The average American
will meet 10,000 people in their lifetime.
I was handcuffed to another man from another tribe whose language I did not speak.
Don't think. Feel.
But if every one of you changed the lives of just 10 people. And each one of those people
changed the lives of another 10 people.
And another 10.
We did not know each other. And we could not speak to each other because if we could have spoken to each other, we might have been able to figure out what was happening to us.
To every politician who is taking donations from the NRA.
It is because America has not invested in its people.
Shame on you.
And you can change the entire population of the world, 8 billion people.
And if we could have figured out what was happening to us, we might have been able to prevent it.
If you think it's hard to change the lives of 10 people, change their lives forever.
Well, it didn't happen. Here we are.
You're wrong.
Are you better off than you were 4 years ago?
Fellow Americans, it's time to speak out.
They're looking for help. They're looking for help.
They're not looking for more of the same.
When people lose their jobs, there's a good chance I'll know them by their names.
When a factory closes, I know the people who ran it.
When the businesses go bankrupt, I know them.
We will be back.
We will respond with that timeless creed that sums up the spirit of a people.
Yes, we can.
And when we get enough money, honey, we'll bring you down.
But their children were saved. And their children's children. Generations were saved
by one decision, one person.
But changing the world can happen anywhere,
and anyone can do it.
So what starts here can indeed change the world. But the question is,
what will the world look like after you change it?
Welcome to Public Access America.
Make a stand.
I know I did. Thank you very much.
And may God bless America.
The main things that annoy me about podcasting is, like, you'll have, like, this idea. You'll write it down or whatever, things that you need to do. And for me, it doesn't matter what I write down. When the conversation takes over for me, even if I'm by myself, the conversation takes over. I can have things written down. I'm not going to say them because I'm just going to let the flow go. You understand? So that's just how that works for me. And that is that. I appreciate all the support, even if you were not named and you know you support me. Trust me, I am still talking to you. Thank you so much. You're amazing. You are awesome. All right, guys. So to get into the show, let me read something I posted like back in April. It says, you have amazing ideas. So one day you decide to creatively express yourself. Then you look around and you see all the people you have influenced. Now you're upset because you want it to be amazing alone. Copycats are your praise and confirmation. They're confirming that you are awesome. Don't mistake this realization for negativity. Do more while you have the influence. And I'm so glad I put words to that back then, because I randomly get the feelings of authenticity when listening to other shows or just seeing other people's posts, just you know, seeing the podcast community grow and wondering if not so much if I'll get credit for being one of the early people to just get on here and be themselves, or I don't know. Honestly, I don't know. I don't know. And when I say get on here and be themselves, I mean get on here and talk through whatever I'm experiencing, whether it be negativity, whether it be positivity, whether it be encouragement, whether it be discouragement, or whatever. Whatever it is, I get on here. Like, there is nothing tying me to any particular thing. I just get to get on here and be, and I'm just like, I know that means something. Because I felt like it was necessary to do and be someone like that, because I know there's so many people out there that don't get to be who they are because they think it's a problem, because they think something's wrong with who they are and how they think and how they function. So I was like, let me be somebody who does that, right? And every now and again, you get stuck into this negative mindset and you're just like, but am I going to get credit? Am I missing out on something? Is somebody going to take what I do, reformat it, change it up, and become famous? This is true. This, guys, I wish I could pretend. Sometimes I really wish I could wrap up my thoughts in a way to make them sound better and people wouldn't be bothered by them and get any weird ideas about me and how I flow. I wish I could wrap them up in something that just goes over better, but I can't. I can't. So this is what you have. You have me sitting here expressing my thoughts. Am I going to be stolen from? Is it going to be repackaged into something prettier? And are they going to become famous for being something they are not because it's stolen from me? I get to laugh, y'all, at my thoughts. I do. So I remember this kind of being a topic before. And I remember, I remember Jay from Just Say Words talking about it, because then it was like people just kind of taking phrases from other people, or people kind of stealing show ideas or music or whatever the case may be, just little things like that. And it was like, it's not cool. And then y'all want to run around here talking about there's room for everyone to succeed and there's enough for everybody. But it's like, if it's a bigger show out there, then people are just going to assume it comes from them, and then you're not going to have nothing, and people going to think you're the copycat when you're in fact are the originator, but because you're smaller, people don't know you. I remember the conversation, and I was one of the main people out there saying, okay, listen, that's that lack mindset, and that lack mindset is going to get you stuck focusing on the lack, right? And it's true, right? So whenever I feel myself stuck in that headspace where I'm worried about who's doing what now all of a sudden and all this other stuff, it's like, it's that lack mindset, because I do know at the end of the day there's enough for everyone, right? Even though I do this podcasting thing, I don't feel like I have truly come to a decision to say I want to get famous from podcasting. I feel like I don't even feel like I want to be famous. I feel like I just want to perhaps get wealthy and live a quiet life and do my own thing. You know, like, I can't say this word to save my life, but it's basically like I have a behind the scenes life. Like, I'm wealthy, but you don't know what I look like, you know? So I get to move around and dine out and, you know, live my best life out in the open, but nobody can, you know, recognize me, but they know my work, but they don't know my face. There's a word for it. I know the word for it, but I don't feel like stumbling over that word, then having to look up the word and figure out how to pronounce it just to re-record this bit. So no thanks. Okay. All right. So all those little bookworms that know what I'm trying to say and I won't say it, that's getting frustrated, just go forward. You know, this is the crystal clear. I ain't perfect. I don't know why you still listen. Anyway. Anyway, so it's that kind of thing. I don't even want to be famous. I don't. Not in extent. Well, not where everybody knows you. They know your work. Yes. They don't know your face. Okay. So that thing, that in-between thing, right? So that's more of it. I want to become wealthy from that. I just, like, it's my, like, I know I don't want to do 9-to-5 for the rest of my life. I know I can't. But I do want to contribute. I do want to contribute. I do want to have the excitement to wake up and start my day and, you know, do things that I feel like help me and help others. I know that. But the whole reason why I got into this is I don't feel like I've truly made a decision just yet. You know, I've just been recording because I like recording. And then, like, you know, you get busy, life gets hectic, and you kind of stop recording. But it's like I was never done. I just kind of took a back seat and handled other things in life. And I think that's something that's extremely important when juggling, especially when you have to work. You have to understand that there's going to be a point in time to while your job, your 9-to-5 is not the most important thing to you. It's one of the things that keeps the most important things to you going, right? So it's like, well, I know I have a desire to be more and bigger than the life that I have today. This is what I have today. And I cannot neglect it. So there's a balance involved where I have to deal with this job, deal with this new house, or just deal with my child, deal with my husband. Like, not deal with it in a negative way, but just kind of make that your focus. Like, focus on these things for this time being. Like, honestly, I'm going to say about 2 months ago, my job just got crazy. And it was like you wanted your work day not to feel so insane, but it did. And when work got insane, you carried that idea of never having enough time home. So it's like you never had enough rest. You never had enough time to spend with your child. You never had enough time to spend with your husband. It was just like this theme of not enough time. Being overwhelmed. That spilled over. And finally getting to a point at work where everything is kind of still. Like, it's still crazy, but everything is caught up. And you're in a good spot. You get to go home and you feel different. You feel like, okay, I don't have to think about work at all. So I feel like there's a portion of my brain that's free space that I can fill up with things that involve my child and things that involve my husband and things that involve my podcast. Just creative thinking that I have new space for, because it was all filled up with being overwhelmed at work. So there's a balance involved there. So it's that kind of thing. It's like, I haven't made a decision. So I can't be mad about what I have to do every day. And I can't be mad about who's doing what now and how they're moving forward. And it's just not important. Like, it's that lack mindset that takes over you when you're lacking something. Like, maybe that was my own fear saying, okay, Crystal, you're not recording anymore. So they're going to come take your progress. I don't know who they are, but they're going to come take my progress. All the things, my whole year of consistency, only to get to 2018 and record every other month. And your progress is going to be taken from you. So maybe that's what I was experiencing when all those negative thoughts about they gonna come steal what's mine and make it their own and act like the originators when they're just copycats. And then I thought some more. Because honestly, we're more similar than we realize. We have more things in common than we want to accept. I've said it before, we're often on the same wavelength. We're often getting the same, you know, messages. We're often going through similar situations. We're often solving problems in a similar way. Like, we can't act like we're the only person that can have our ideas. Because that's not rational. That's kind of how we make friends. When we realize, oh, we're a lot alike. We have a lot of the same experiences. How is that? How am I so similar to somebody I never knew before now? How is that? Right? So it's really, really foolish to think that everybody who is somewhat like you is copying off of you. So there's that thought. And then I thought some more. And I realized I never have to worry. Never have to worry about somebody saying what I said or anything like that. Because let them, right? Let them. There's a lot of shows that I listen to and I know, like, I'll take something that I heard on their show, shout them out, and put my spin on it. And they'll tell me, like, oh, I'm gonna talk about that. And I have no problem with that. I think that's beautiful and I think that's amazing. And that's what I want more of. But there's these other things that you just feel like they listening, but they ain't never gonna give me credit, you know? They never gonna give me credit. And I don't know why. I don't know why I'm not someone that they would like to support or mention or anything like that. I mean, I feel like I get enough of that anyway. Like, I'm not saying it that I don't get it. I get a lot of it, so I don't mind. But you just every now and again get that weird feeling. And I'm going to say that comes from strictly just not being on it, not being here as much as I would like to be here, and possibly feeling like I'm falling off and feeling like my previous work or my past consistency is not going to matter if I don't pick it up and get back on it. So there is that. There comes a time in our life where we have to just decide that we're going to do whatever it is that we're going to do. No matter who else is doing it, no matter how well they're doing it, no matter how horribly they're doing it. If we choose to do it, we are going to do it and nothing else matters. If they steal, let them steal. They can't steal your blessings. And they can't take your gift. It's yours. So with that, that is the end of this episode. Do not neglect your dream and have an awesome week. Thank you.
To those who would tear the world down, we will defeat you.
This is our moment. This is our time.
To those who seek peace and security, we support you.
Yes, we can.
And to all those who have wondered if America's beacon still burns as bright, tonight we prove once more that the true strength of our nation comes not from the might of our arms or the scale of our wealth, but from the enduring liberty, opportunity, and unyielding hope.
Let me tell you something you already know. The world ain't all sunshine and rainbows. It's a very mean and nasty place, and I don't care how tough you are, it will beat you to your knees and keep you there permanently if you let it.
You and nobody gonna hit as hard as Mike.
Ask not.
Yes, we can.
What your country can do for you. I have a dream. Ask what you can do for your country.
Tell you things are bad. Everybody knows things are bad. It's a depression.
In this lifetime, you don't have to prove nothing to nobody except yourself.
But it ain't about how hard you get. It's about how hard you get and keep moving forward. How much you can take it and keep moving forward.
That's how winning is done.
Yes, we can.
I wanted to run out of that tunnel.
For my dad.
To prove to everyone that I worked.
What?
Public Access America.
Yes, we can.
On SoundCloud, Apple Podcasts, YouTube, and now Facebook.
Public Access America. History in the making. History in the making.
Looking for your next favorite podcast? Stop searching and let Podable do the work for you. Podable is the only podcast listening platform that uses artificial intelligence to recommend podcasts tailored to you. Import your favorites automatically and instantly discover countless options. Download the app in the iOS App Store or visit podable.co to access a world of discovery. Yep, that's Podable. P-O-D-I-B-L-E. That's some good app.